Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You have to have other ways to win. I think we made a number of winning plays today. Nico's play in the 10th. Chris Flexen again, just doing a heck of a job in pressure situations. Nice team win by a lot of guys contributing.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. That is the man of the hour. That is Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager.
Got to feel good about where the Cubs are and what the buttons he's pushed, the right things and the decisions he's made, because they are where they want to be. You are right now 16 games over. You've got a comfortable 5.5 game lead. Only the Tigers and Mets are better in Major League Baseball. I wanted to ask this about the 9th inning, though. Craig Counsell there complimented the plays in the 10th. Did there need to be a 10th? Did there need to be a 10th inning? And because I think a decision that came in the bottom of the 9th surprised me a little bit. So you've got Nico Hoerner,
yes,
who stretches a single into a double. Would you say that's a good way to describe that?
Perfect way to describe it.
Okay, he stretches a single into a double just because he's fast, he's aware, he's alert, he's all those things. But when he did that, already when he was at the plate, Kyle Tucker was in the on-deck circle.
Right.
And Dennis Santana was on the mound, right-hander. So you had a good matchup, and you had the scenario set for King Tuck to be the hero. When Hoerner stretched a single into a double, it left first base open, which automatically probably Craig Counsell thought, well, they're going to just walk Tucker.
Yes.
Why waste him here? So they sent Justin Turner to the plate.
Yes.
They sent Justin Turner to the plate to try to save the day. Right-hander on right-hander. I know they don't like that matchup. I don't think anybody likes to see Justin Turner at the plate in that situation. But they dictated that, or not dictated that. Became more likely that was going to happen when Nico stretched a single into a double. So two questions, I guess. It's a lot to ask. Nico doesn't have the presence of mind. I don't want to leave first base open. I'm going to stay at first base.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in the bottom of the 9th. You want to get his...
But his run means nothing.
Yes, but I mean, it's still...
His run means nothing.
You try to score runs.
And he's got a base runner in front of him, to be fair. Swanson's on base.
But he's on third base.
He's now on third base.
He's going to third base.
Right.
So, okay. That's fine. Your reaction is interesting, but that's a fine. If he's thinking ahead, like, I don't want to... He's hustling. He's getting to second base, even though his run is inconsequential. All right, so at that point, do you, if you're Craig Counsell, still send Tucker to the plate because you want to get...
Load the bases.
You want to load the bases. Don't you want to load the bases?
Yeah, then you get a bad pitch or you get a walk and it's different.
But then McGuire's up. So would you rather have McGuire up with the bases loaded or Justin Turner up with runners on second and third? I think that they probably made the all's well that ends well, But it was just an interesting thing because then in the 10th inning, they did pinch hit Kyle Tucker, and he did get intentionally walked.
Right.
I think if the results were different, if they had lost 3-2 instead of winning 3-2, absolutely positively would agree. I mean, it's an interesting topic of conversation, especially the fact that why would you not have your best hitter, period, if you're going to use him. Why wouldn't you? Because you never know that you're going to get another shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you do it then, at that point? And that's the thing. If you were watching, you saw that Tucker was there,
right?
But if you were listening, it's no shot at it. It's just I didn't know that he was there at that point.
I think that they mentioned it on the radio.
Well, I could have missed it, but
because
I'm just saying.
I think I might have been listening. I was watching too.
I was listening.
So,
and I did not hear that. I was wondering to myself, like, are we going to see him today? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they gave him the day off. They gave him the day off. And then they got him running on that double steal, which, you know, I love, in the 10th inning. But, yes, I mean, if they had lost, I think this becomes a much bigger deal.
And I think that Kyle Tucker getting a chance to win the game was the right thing to do, not just give him the day off because he had the day off. And, yes, I understand it is a lot to ask of one Nico Hoerner to look ahead. But he's a kind of savvy guy that wouldn't have shocked you if he'd have stopped at first. Because it wasn't a gimme that he was going to get a double. It was a hustle play. And I just wonder if he had thought ahead, like, well, I don't want to leave first base open. King Tuck is on deck. They're going to walk him if I take second base. And my run doesn't mean anything. It was a tie game.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just, I mean, I think that you live in the moment on the base path, and I don't think you're worried about.
I'm not faulting him for doing that. Of course I'm not faulting him for doing that. It's a hustle play. I just wonder if it crossed his mind at all that when he went to second, he invited the intentional walk to the guy on deck, and everybody knew that the guy on deck was Kyle Tucker. Who was here to save the day, brought in to save the game. And then he wasn't allowed to because it was like, okay, send him to first base.
I might force them to load the bases. And I don't think there's a problem with doing that. Honestly, I think that's a good thing to have happen, especially at that situation. But, you know, what are you going to do? We got people who want to talk about it, though. Let's try Jim. Jim's on the road. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I'm sitting there watching, I'm at the game with my son, and Swanson's on first base in that ninth inning, and Hoerner was up. And my son goes to me, why doesn't Swanson steal? Hoerner hits the double, the Cubs win. And I say, well, you don't want to get thrown out of second base. But then in the 10th inning, they pulled a double steal. So maybe Council thought twice about not sending Swanson in the ninth inning, which is maybe why he didn't, the double steal in the 10th.
Possibly. That's another scenario. Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback on the text line, too. I think the first base coach, could they have stopped Nico Hoerner? They still might have walked Kyle Tucker, regardless of the situation, without giving him a chance because first base, whether it's open or not. I think that sometimes now with the way that baseball has evolved, I wonder if first base being open is a dated concept. Does first base have to be open for you to intentionally walk somebody? Or because you still have the idea of a force play as well. It's a good strategy conversation. I just thought it crossed my mind because Tucker still got intentionally walked and he was still the guy on deck. And Justin Turner did not come through, but it was a great opportunity to give him to come through.
If it's first and third and he's not a double play guy, could you walk him? You know what I'm saying? Could you walk him anyway?
Yeah.
If you don't want the bat in his hands.
You don't want the bat in his hands. And they might have done whatever was necessary to keep the bat out of his hands. But Justin Turner grounded out to third, and they went to the 10th, and the Manfred man scored when Ian Happ came through in the clutch. That was Bruhan.
Are you pleased with Justin Turner? Is that what you're saying?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
No. Justin Turner has just not come through enough.
He came through once.
Yeah, but they're getting a lot of mileage out of that. I think that, you know, you like having him around. He's a good guy to have in the clubhouse. And for your, you know, off-color celebration every now and then, apparently. But Justin Turner needs to start hitting.
Yes.
They still need an extra outfielder. They need an extra bat off the bench. If you're getting picky, and when the Cubs are this close to being the best team in the National League, you get picky because you start to look at how they compare to the best in baseball, the Dodgers, the Mets, now the Giants, because of after that deal with for Devers, you have to take them pretty seriously as a threat. They're just two games back of the Dodgers in the West.
Do you think the Cubs need a better bench?
Yes.
And, okay.
They're one player away from having the bench that they need, I think.
But can't they get that?
Sure.
At the end of the year?
I
mean, they have guys that are in the minor leagues that could actually play better than some of the guys they have in the bench.
Maybe. I don't like that. I don't like relying on that. No. I think I'd rather have some sort of veteran presence who's either a pinch hitting specialist or a defensive specialist or a specialist at something, a better bat. Your backup outfielder is Bruhan right now.
Right. Yeah, it's not good.
And that's, you know, I think you can do better. And when you're this good and this close to being great, then yeah, you should have those kind of standards. So yeah, I do think they're probably the bench needs a little tweaking. The bullpen will get a little help with Porter Hodge coming back.
Yes.
And the rotation will be supplemented whenever Shota returns. But that's still going to leave you wanting an ace. And all Rafael Devers going from the Red Sox to the Giants did for me was make me wonder what Jed Hoyer might have up his sleeve.
You got to explain that one.
Well, if you have the Giants making a blockbuster for a slugger that they needed, I would hope that the Cubs would have something in mind for a pitcher that they definitely need as well. So this is the season of the blockbuster.
So you're saying that they need to make a blockbuster.
Get an ace.
They need to get a pitcher. Yeah.
Alcantara's pitching better down in Miami.
Yeah.
It looks like Arizona is getting back into the mix in the West. They're above 500. Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly might be less attainable than they were 2 weeks ago.
But does the Giants getting better and eating all that money, I mean, that's unbelievable that they're taking on all that money. What is it, $243 million, whatever it was? Does that mean they are now likely to be the team that threatens the Dodgers, or is it the Padres? Like where?
That's a great race.
Yeah.
That's the best division in baseball right now.
Yes.
When you have three teams at the top, Dodgers, Giants, Padres, and then you have the Diamondbacks who are lurking. So Rafael Devers going to San Francisco for Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and minor leaguers James Tibbs and Jose Bello. I don't know the quality of the minor league prospects. One would think they'd have to be highly rated. But you're getting two pitchers in return, and you're taking on a ton of contract. $254.5 million for the Giants.
It's a ridiculous amount of money.
But in the context of their organization,
they've tried. They've been going for a big-name player.
They can't get one.
Right.
So now they trade for one.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They needed a big slugger the way the Cubs need an ace. So
they got it.
They got their guy. Now it's time for the Cubs. They've got some time. But the fact that the Giants moved this quickly in mid-June makes you wonder, as much as Jed Hoyer was talking last week, and let's face it, Jed Hoyer talked a lot. He was all over the place. He was making it known publicly on every platform, whether it was in the dugout in Philadelphia to Cubs media, whether it was on MLB Network or the podcast with John Heyman, who we'll talk to at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Jed Hoyer sent the message loud and clear. We are going to trade for a frontline starting pitcher.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I
open for business.
I really hope they get that player, and I hope it's a guy that is good enough that they want to keep him. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I hope it's not just a kind of cast-off player.
Yeah, I hope it's not a – well, even middle-of-the-rotation guy. I think you want somebody that could be impactful in a playoff, somebody you could envision starting a playoff game.
Aaron Civale?
No, that's not him. No, that's not him. He'll probably be flipped by the White Sox. But somebody who is of the caliber – look, the Cubs have gotten great performances out. Matthew Boyd was tremendous again.
Yeah. He was great.
Tremendous.
I totally agree.
And, you know, Jameson Taillon has been very good. Those two guys have, right now, at this stage of the season, look like pitchers you would trust in a playoff scenario. So you need to find another one like that. You're getting, I theoretically, Shota back. How does Cade Horton fit into the mix? It's a good problem to have. It's a fun conversation.
Who else is coming back, Dustin, from a pitching standpoint? Don't they have a couple? Isn't there another reliever?
Javier Assad is definitely somebody.
When is he back?
He could be really.
He hasn't pitched forever. One single pitch this season.
Right.
It's very difficult to count on somebody, with due respect, who has, you don't know what kind of physical shape he's going to be in. You don't know how effective he's going to be. I hope it'd be great. It's a luxury, but do you want to be in a position to count on him?
Well, I mean, no. I'm just saying they have other pitchers coming back, right?
You just want all your best pitchers at this level. Now he might be a guy that ends up coming out of the bullpen, maybe, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe he's an opener. But here's what's in it. We talked about Cade Horton and his, you know, what's going on with him as we keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he and Assad end up like sharing a game. Right, where one comes out and does two innings, and then the other one comes in and does three innings, and then you get to the bullpen. You might see that as depending on where they're at,
maybe
in this division, some of these games might not be pressure packed, but you still want to use these guys, get them ramped up.
I think they're all pressure packed. When you're where the Cubs are, you have to. You're not playing necessarily against the Cardinals or the Brewers. You want to get as many victories as close
absolutely.
To 100 as possible.
You want to win every series. Listen, yeah. this coming up is a big series. You got the Brewers right behind you, 5.5. You're 5.5 up. Your offense is not clicking. So,
what would the tone be had they lost that game? They won in extra innings, and had they lost that game,
missed opportunity,
and split with Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I'm just saying we'd be having a completely different conversation, because then the lack of run production would be centerpiece, and it would be underscored. It wouldn't be as forgivable as it is because you won that game.
Then you might be wondering why they didn't use Kyle Tucker differently.
Well, there you go. Can you give a guy a day off? We might have that question.
Well, I think his day off was he's been a little banged up too. Is that the case with his – didn't he have a thumb or – something, he had some other issues.
You're thinking of Luis Robert Jr.
Luis Robert Jr. had a thumb injury. Didn't Kyle Tucker have something wrong, too, with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. You know, mercifully, we are in touch with John Heyman, and we knew that Luis Robert had a thumb, and so he was scratched.
Late scratch.
If you had seen that without knowing that he had the thumb, wouldn't you imagine he was being traded?
Maybe. Who's going to take him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm
but
not.
To stage,
but I'm just saying.
He'd be a good fourth outfielder for the Cubs.
If he were a late scratch, wouldn't your mind play a little game
might,
with you?
It might. Yeah. Like, who's who they strike a deal with on June 15th?
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah, I think if – but with him, it's more likely that he's injured than he's traded. I'm sorry. That's just the way it's always going to be.
I'm genuinely laughing.
You have a definite
– You're not wrong.
You have a definite tendency to assume injury rather than change of scenery.
But you wonder – you don't wonder what they could get for him. You just wonder, like – can they just get rid of him? That's kind of, and I hate to say it that way, but I mean, have they reached a point where they want to know if they can just get rid of him?
Probably. Addition by subtraction. I don't think he's a clubhouse cancer, put it that way. Oh, so I don't think it's like that.
I wasn't.
You just mean
that.
Because he's somebody that you can't envision being part of the solution.
Well, he's not playing well.
Moving forward. He's not hitting at all.
I'm just wondering if, you know, okay, so Andrew Vaughn gets traded for a pitcher, would that, can you get that for Luis Robert?
I don't think that Andrew Vaughn had more trade value than Luis Robert.
I think Andrew Vaughn had no trade value.
Yeah, he had no trade value.
I think they just wanted to get rid of a guy who was complaining, so they took Andrew Vaughn because it made it look like maybe they got a guy.
The most amusing thing I saw read over the weekend was that now the Brewers are considering or wondered if the Brewers would consider flipping Rhys Hoskins at the deadline if Andrew Vaughn shows anything at first base.
Like, I don't think
come on.
I don't think he's showing much.
Come on. I don't either.
I think, unfortunately, this is not a good move for him.
Bruce has some interesting ideas about the Cubs' future and Cade Horton. Look forward to talking to him next.
We'll bring him in now. Mully and Haw on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.